Assassin's Creed Revelations by Oliver Bowden. Narrated by Gildert Jackson. Copyright 2011 by Ubisoft Entertainment. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Ace Books, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. At one point midway on our path in life, I came around and found myself now searching through a dark wood, the right way blurred and lost. How hard it is to say what that wood was, a wilderness, savage, brute, harsh, and wild. Only to think of it renews my fears. Dante, Inferno. 1. An eagle soared high in the hard, clear sky. The traveller, dusty, battered from the road, drew his eyes from it, pulled himself up and over a low, rough wall, and stood motionless for a moment, scanning the scene with keen eyes. The rugged, snow-capped mountains fenced in the castle, protecting it and enclosing it as it reared on the crest of its own height, the domed tower of its keep mirroring the lesser dome of the prison tower nearby. Iron rocks like claws hung to the bases of its sheer grey walls. Not the first time he'd seen it. A day earlier he'd caught his first glimpse, at dusk, from a promontory he'd climbed a mile west. Built as if by sorcery in this impossible terrain, at one with the rocks and crags it joined forces with. He'd arrived at his goal at last, after 12 weary months on the journey. And such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp. Crouching, just in case, and keeping still as he instinctively checked his weapons, the traveller kept watching. Any sign of movement? Any. Not a soul on the battlements. Scuds of snow twisting in a cutting wind, but no sign of a man. The place seemed deserted, as he'd expected from what he'd read of it, but life had taught him that it was always best to make sure. He stayed still. Not a sound but the wind. Then something. A scraping? To his left, ahead of him, a handful of pebbles skittered down a bare incline. He tensed, rose slightly, head up between ducked shoulders. Then the arrow whacked into his right shoulder, through the body armor there. He staggered a little.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?